Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our continuing work to ensure a just and fair second phase to this election process. We're working in a way because there are difficulties and possible illegal activities to attempt to prevent the duly elected president and vice president, the president and vice president elect, from taking their positions. And we want to internally help. We want to internally assist with the protection of the correct, truthful, and just process. Our work is with invocation, and we are invoking the higher energies to support us in this internal new group of world servers work. So we are grateful for your presence, and we will continue. We just had a meeting of the Dissipation of Glamour group, and I just want to say very briefly that I knew that December 14th was an important day, but we couldn't quite figure out why, and it turns out that the electors submit their vote on December 14th. How does it say here? Electoral votes are cast. That happens to be the same day as a solar eclipse in Sagittarius on December 14th, and on the moon and oppose the sun of the present occupant of the White House. And so December 14th is a pivotal day. These people must have been confirmed, and that confirmation takes place a little before that date. And on December 14th comes the eclipse, and at the same time, the submission of the electoral ballots, which have been officially confirmed. It can be then the absolutely decisive point which determines and verifies in an unassailable way the new president and vice president. To have a solar eclipse on that day is remarkable. So we have to keep up our work until that time. Now, I'll turn this over to Tuya, who is going to...
You read what Jesse has been writing.
I'm not sure. Here, excuse me.
From chat.
Uh-huh. Okay. Georgia has been projected for Biden-Harris. Ah. Thank you, Jesse. And today, you know, and you fill that in at 2:45 Eastern Standard Time. And okay, yes, and good, I understand. Excellent. And the runoff, of course, for the Georgia Senate on January 5th, and we also looked at that date, but it has to be looked at in terms of the four candidates as well. So we don't have time to do that right now. Thank you, and we will continue. And right. Tuya, I will turn this over to you.
So welcome to everybody. There is some question how long we are continuing. We are continuing actually this US vigil until the 20th of January, at least. On 20th is this inauguration. So at least so long we will continue. And of course we are following the situation, hopefully. Our work and everyone's prayers and work around United States and around the world is going to hold the balance in the United States. So we will now start the meditation. Let us all align with the adepts of the good law. Endeavor consciously to align or link with your soul, and now create a triangle between your soul, mind and brain, so that there is a direct and free inflow from the higher self to the lower, and thus revealing the soul and the kingdom of God. Endeavor to realize and register your relation to the hierarchy and great ones via your own group of disciples. Stay linked with your triangle work of your co-disciples. Align with your solar angel, the angel of presence. Align with the solar angel of United States and recognize your relationship with this solar angel. Align with the Dharma of the soul of United States. I light the way. One minute silence. And now Michael will direct us into these words in Bhagavad Gita and meditate them while we are listening.
Whenever the time is ripe and the need of the people warrants it, he comes forth for the saving of the souls of men. Krishna, in ancient India, proclaimed this truth in the majestic words, "Wherever there is a withering of the law and an uprising of lawlessness on all sides, then I manifest myself. For the salvation of the righteous and the destruction of such as do evil, for the firm establishing of the law, I come to birth in age after age. He who thus perceives my birth and work as divine, as in truth it is, he goes to me, Arjuna."
As a group, let us call Master Rakoczy, who is the reason for Europe and America. The union between these two regions, it's crucial for the future development of humanity. Who is actually Arjuna? The past development has been very frictional, so all disciples need to help this process as well. Let us now imagine that we are standing together, unified as one group. As one unified field of purpose. Now standing around the United States, ready to express our will through invocation. And we consciously are aligned with the Christ and his hierarchy. Reflect now via New York. The global relationship in planetary centers. New York, London, Geneva, Darjeeling, and Tokyo, which are forming the five-pointed star of humanity and reflecting the present evolution, the stage of evolution of humanity. And this, as we can see, why it is so important that the evolution, which are taking places or the turns which are taking places in United States will affect in planetary states. Align now with this five-pointed star of humanity. Within it, there is the triangle between New York, London, and Geneva, which is more potent. Two centers are still in latent states. But let us imagine this shining five-pointed star above the group. Through New York, let us connect with the triangle between Washington, Los Angeles, and New York. And because we are trying to make an influence into the realm of which is normally very unconscious in human mind, affecting the lower forces, we will occultly use colors. New York is the center, the throat center of United States. Los Angeles, the heart center of United States. And Washington, the head center of United States. We try to align very strongly to that triangle. Thus, we are going to work through that triangle as well. Let us now imagine silvery blue pouring through New York. While we are sounding on, visualize the color silvery blue pouring into United States and finally coloring its aura with predominating blue color. Los Angeles. And now we are using the color glowing golden, which relates us to heart center. While we are now sounding Om, visualize the glowing golden pouring into United States and finally coloring its aura with this amazing, beautiful golden color. washing than the head center. In this meditation today, we are now using the colors which are related to the Ajna center. Thus, the head center is divided into two. But today, and within it, we also, in our hearts, we align with the group, the new group of all servers, and especially in the United States. Because this group is the Ajna center of Sanat Kumara, and whose dharma is to vision the future. So we hold strong connection in alignment and looking for giving our aid to this group. Now when we are using the colors rose and yellow and blue and purple. So rose and yellow, blue and purple, which are the colors for the center between the eyebrows. And now, when we are sounding Om, visualize these glowing colors of rose and yellow, blue and purple pouring from the head center of United States, Washington, into the whole country, and then finally coloring its aura with these four colors, rose, yellow, blue, purple. We now consciously gather at the feet of the Lord of Love. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. And we welcome his presence. Now, I am asking all American disciples step into the center. Imagine it deeply. We are forming two circles, and in the center we have American disciples. And we others, we are holding the space and the field of protection. We perform now the mudra of the day, which is Abhaya, fearlessness. And we imagine now the triangle, the covenantal triangle between the White House, Executive Branch of Government, Capitol, Legislative Branch of Government, and Supreme Court, Judicial Branch of Government. And we use the color rose because it is acting upon the nervous system and will bring vitalization of higher ethers, remove all depression and all kinds of symptoms of debilitation. And it will increase the will to live. Through this covenantal triangle, let this, we will invoke this rose color and may it be spread into all branches the way that it will calm this situation. And we imagine the Christ standing in the center. Reminding that also, as all the countries in the world, they belong under the covenant, the inner covenant. And the kingdom where the Christ is the leader. There are no limitations when true esoteric work is undertaken. TK says, to this end, I seek to emphasize renewed application to meditation and a constant, steady use of the invocation, particularly the one which begins by invoking the Lord's own liberation. Let us prepare ourselves for the group invocation, standing strongly aligned, horizontally, together, and then strongly, vertically, in the sacred place within oneself. We know we are members of human family, and we have the right to express our will in this sacred circle, in unison with the group. So we prepare for the invocation. For 1 minute of silence, for fusion and union of the group, and for the opening the funnel of invocation into the higher realm, into the ears of those who know. Great invocation number two, led by Michael.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
Let us bring illumination through the evocation of the will. And we call the protective forces of light, guardians of justice, Archangel Michael and his saving force, to create a wall of protective energies, to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. We have the situation now with the two brothers, warring brothers. This is the drama which is taking place. But we are expressing our will to protect. So in deep alignment with the inner work of protection, we strengthen the image that the Lord of Love is standing in the center of this governmental triangle. And before us, we create in our creative imagination, a wheel of fire with seven spokes. Yourself and the inner working group standing in the center of the hub of this wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love from the sacred heart of Maitreya. Now yourself and the group merging with this hub, and if you wear that hub. From that central position, send out seven streams of living fire radiating upon the world in all rainbow colors. Upon the governmental triangle, which is now being protected by this living wheel of fire with its seven streams of love. The wheel spinning and these protective energies being spread into the United States, to all stages. Demanding the law to be followed and to be established in every state. The clarion will be heard. We will stand for the law. Following the adepts of good law. Emphasizing the will to the higher law. This protective field is now covering the whole aura of the United States, and thus finally embracing the whole planet. And bringing the hope in every country. In our imagination, we see the two brothers of United States coming together, and we bring imagination through the evocation of love The second aspect. Of sentient response to the world, soul, in all forms. We bring inspiration through the evocation of intelligence, the third aspect. And we state, may thy will be done, not ours. And you can send your own prayers. Thus, by this music, we will then end our meditation. And we give our gratitude to all of you who came together and worked together.